Are your heart and spirit burned as you listen to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God? Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
In the vibrant community of Pineville, Louisiana, under the compassionate leadership of Pastor Joshua Jordera, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com. Now, let's join the broadcast, already in progress.
Open your Bible to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse number 7. Book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse number 7. Thanks to all of our pastors, we appreciate your ministry. And thanks to our worship team, what an awesome worship experience today. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Then the word of God said, therefore, get wisdom. Just look at somebody next to you and say, get wisdom. Then it goes on to say, and with all of thy getting, get understanding. Look at the neighbor again and say, get understanding. That's what we need. Let's pray. Father, we are grateful for the word of God. Grass withereth and flowers fade, but the word of God will stand forever. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in this place. Thank you for every soul that is present. Lord, I pray that you will speak to our hearts this morning. Help us to comprehend the plan and purpose of God for our life. Somebody has come this morning hungry to hear from heaven. Have your way in this place. Use your servant to proclaim your gospel. And Lord, I thank you that your word will not return void this morning. Bless everyone present. Let this house be full of miracles signs and wonders. Lord, we pray for souls into your kingdom. We believe it and we receive it by faith right now in Jesus' name. And the church say, amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion this morning is titled An Introduction to Spiritual Intelligence. An Introduction to Spiritual Intelligence. Please permit me to first define what is an intelligence. I don't want to assume that we all know what intelligence is. Intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, is the ability to acquire and apply wisdom. A person is intelligent if that person is able to acquire and apply wisdom. In the world that we live today, my brothers, my sisters, you need to know there are different types of intelligence. Say, for example, those of you who have military experience, you will know there is something called military intelligence. They don't go to war blindsided. They gather military intelligence. There's also what we call political intelligence. Nobody runs for office without researching the opposition. So you gather intelligence about your opponent. There's also something we call secret intelligence. Those people that work for CIA, FBI, they know about gathering secret intelligence. There's something also we call emotional intelligence. I don't care how smart you are. If you don't have emotional intelligence, you're not going to go too far in life. Emotional intelligence is a person's ability to relate to other people. Have you ever noticed sometimes on your job you have some people, they're smart, they're hardworking, but nobody wants to hang around them? Some of you probably say, oh yes, that's Brother Baba. What that person is lacking is emotional intelligence. I cannot be a leader unless I have plenty of emotional intelligence. Leaders are people that can relate to everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, there's also what we call human intelligence. Most part of the world is run by human intelligence. But now, if you're keeping up with the news, now we are dealing with artificial intelligence. Many of you may not know it when you came to church this morning. A lot of what you're using is artificial intelligence. In fact, people are so nervous about artificial intelligence now because they are concerned that 40% of what human beings do now, machines will be able to do it. Artificial intelligence, ladies and gentlemen, is when we can use machines to do what human beings used to do. But I still about to tell you, there is another kind of intelligence the world never knew. And that's spiritual intelligence. And that's why I'm here this morning, to share with you about spiritual intelligence. You know about artificial intelligence, but most Christians, probably 95% of all those who profess to be Christian, had no clue about spiritual intelligence. Some of you will say, well, I don't know about artificial intelligence either. Yes, you do. Every time you get on your phone and say, hey, Siri, how do I get to Jackson Street? You're using artificial intelligence. I was visiting one of my members the other day, and he said, Alexa, please play some gospel music. And all of his music system began to play gospel. He's using AI, artificial intelligence. So you use it every day. You want to go to the movies? Yeah. You ask for the weather. You say, Siri, what's the weather out there? You're using artificial intelligence. Then you get on the road, you tell your car to drive automatically. That's what you did with me the other day. God is my witness. I got in a truck with this man of God, and he was not driving. His hand off the wheel. And he told the automobile, drive. Guess what we're using? Artificial intelligence. What the Lord sent me to tell you, America, there is something called spiritual intelligence. Amen, somebody. That is my assignment today. Most Christians have no clue. They're on their way to heaven, but they don't know about what they got. And because they don't know what they got, they never use spiritual intelligence. Many of us, we have seen angels, for example. And angels, man, they have what we call external glory. But you human beings, your glory is internal. Right. And that is why you don't know what you got. Right. See, when you see an angel glows. Some angel, you see them and they're dressed in pure white linen. Because their glory is external. You see some angel, they are covered completely with gold. I never will forget, I was preaching. We were in the old church building. And I came in, and an angel was sitting in my chair. And I said, hey, dude, that's my chair. Well, in the old Baptist experience, we got all these chairs on the stage, and the one with the big one is the preacher. All kinds of, I don't even want to go there because I'll get in the flesh. But I saw this dude in my chair, dressed in pure gold. And of course, I understand if a preacher is visiting, and you're welcome to visit anytime. I welcome ministers all the time, but you don't sit in my chair. The devil is a lie. And the Lord has to quicken my spirit, say, that's not an ordinary man. That's an angel sent to protect you. Sometimes angels, you see them, their glory is external. Sometimes you see them with wings. Sometimes you see an angel and he's tall. Some of them are so tall, their head is in the cloud. And you can see, we all say, wow, that's incredible. Some of them, the angels will show up like fire. A ball of fire. It don't take much for you to recognize, oh man, this is serious stuff now. However, none of what you see about angel is as good as what God has for you. This is why spiritual intelligence is critical for your living. But because it's internal, many times we don't know it. Why did I say what you got is far more important, far more powerful? Because the Bible said you are made in the image of God. Let that sink in. You are made in the likeness of God. Just think about it, ladies and gentlemen. When God decided to manifest himself visibly on this planet, the only vessel he decided to use is human beings like you. Tell your neighbor, I got something. So in all of God's creation, the only habitation that could host the fullness of God is the human vessel. He didn't use an angel. He didn't use an animal. He didn't use extraterrestrial being. He decided to habitate in you and me. Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? God literally trusts you enough to live in you. I'm trying to give you some serious intelligence. Ladies and gentlemen, so there's something about you and me that has not been fully understood. That something is what I call spiritual intelligence. God has invested so much in mankind, but mankind, we fail. We're too slow to know who we are and what God has in us. Ladies and gentlemen, let me help somebody this morning. Pay attention. When you are born again, God gave you three gifts. How many things?
Three.
You need to function in all those three. What is the first gift? He gave you what the Bible calls forgiveness. If you ever comprehend what your pastor is teaching you today, your life will never be the same again. Many of you need to know, according to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7, he said, when you come to Christ, you are forgiven of every wrong you have done. Not the ones that you have done, the ones that you are doing right now, and the ones that you will even do in the future. Somebody shout hallelujah. Will you believe? My brothers, my sisters, many church folks never get that. You'll be amazed how many church people are still living in condemnation. But the word of God says there is now no condemnation for everyone who is born of God. Then I'll tell you, there's some church folks. Some of these old religious people. I don't know why I have to deal with them. They judge other people. They talk about, okay, you got tattoo. Okay, your hair ain't fixed right. Oh, you didn't dress good today. Because they don't get the email. That God has forgiven all of us. Open your mouth, shout amen to them. Just look at somebody next to you, say, I'm forgiving. So get over it. You may not like the way I smell, I'm forgiving. You may not like my hairstyle, I'm forgiving. You may not like my accent. Better get a clue, baby. I am forgiving. I can't help myself. You can see it in my attitude. You can see it in my smile. I'm on TV every day of the year. And people will ask, why are you always happy? Don't you understand? I say, I'm happy because I'm forgiven. Oh, I wish I have time to share with you some serious revelation about being forgiven. I got it in Fayetteville, Arkansas. My life has never been the same. I was practicing law, and I had a case, you know, representing all the black folks there. And what happened is that way back, long, long time ago, there was a slave master who was trying to be nice to the black people, and he gave them a piece of land for them to build their church to worship their God, and for them to bury their dead. He's a white gentleman, just trying to be nice to his slaves. And sure enough, the black folks, my people, they build their church there and they bury their dead. Well, years later, hundreds of years later, where that property is located is now the downtown of the city. So the city said, we can't have this kind of thing in downtown. So the case is about getting those black folks to remove their dead. And the city will give them a new location, prime property, far better than what they had before, and pay everybody for their pain and suffering. That was the case. Now I represent the black people. And ladies and gentlemen, Pastor, I am amazed. One of the things I had to do, I don't have time to tell you all the story, but one of the things I have to do is to keep a record of every grave, every person that was buried there. Tedious work. Lot of pain, but I never will forget, as I was recording and marking every grave, I got to one grave. It has no name. It has no year. Sunrise, sunset, you know how you'll be tripping. There's only one word in that grave: forgiving. I was trying to do legal work, but the Holy Spirit hit me with a revelation. That if you ever miss this one, you miss all of heaven. I stopped by to tell somebody. It don't matter what anybody say about you. It don't matter what they think about you. You are forgiven. Somebody shout amen. That's what happened when you're born again. Another gift that God gives to you when you're born again, ladies and gentlemen, is this thing called righteousness. in the book of Romans chapter 5 verse 17, he said, you are made righteous. You didn't earn it. You and me probably don't even deserve it. Do you know what it means to be righteous? That means you can now stand before God without any feeling of guilt, without any feeling of shame. You have boldness to come before God as a child, as a son, as a daughter. Brothers and sisters, please pay attention. You're not going to hear this kind of sermon in any church because you're too busy having church and don't recognize spiritual intelligence that God has planted in you to conquer the whole world, to take dominion of your world. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. Did you hear what I said? I said you. I'm not talking about your neighbor now. You, me, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. What's the first gift? Shout it. What is the second gift? Hallelujah. That's my homeboy. The third gift God gives to you is called eternal life. What did I call it? We're talking about spiritual intelligence today. Eternal life is hardly preached in any church. When you come to Christ, some of them may tell you about your sin is forgiven, but they lack understanding. They think God just forgive what you've done in the past. So they will say, don't do wrong anymore. So if they see you at the casino, I knew you ain't saved. Religious people, they be tripping. You're not only forgiving of what you did in the past, you're forgiving of what you're doing right now. You're forgiving of things you would do that you don't even know. And you're made righteous. The third thing is what I call eternal life. John chapter 3 verse 16, God so loved the world. Can you handle the truth? He gave his only begotten son that whosoever will believe in him, that person will not perish, but will have what? Will have what? So this thing called everlasting life, this thing called eternal life, is not life like you know it. The life that you're hearing in your church is existence. You inhale and you exhale, they say, the man died. And in their thinking, life is over. But eternal life is life beyond existence. When you're talking about existence, you're talking about ABC. 2 times 2 equals 4. You're talking about biology. But eternal life takes you beyond biology. It takes you beyond oxygen and all this theory that you people are operating so low. It makes my head hurt just dealing with human beings. Eternal life takes you beyond existing. It makes you partakers of divine blessing. Eternal life takes you beyond mere existence. You become partaker of divine nature of God. The nature of God is in you. That's why Jesus said, the work that I do, you will do also. Even greater work. Can you handle the truth? This is why in the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 5, the Bible says, you children are light. So every one of us, we are called light. But you know what is so sad? Not every one of us is shining. It's a dangerous thing that you are light, but you're not shining. Now you see why Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 say, let your light so shine among men that they will see your good work and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Ladies and gentlemen, tell somebody next to you, I am born to shine. So, ladies and gentlemen, what you just said is a statement of responsibility. It doesn't happen automatically. You have to take the responsibility to shine. That's what's missing with many Christians. They're just expecting things to happen. No. If you don't take the responsibility to shine, you will never be able to manifest the glory of God. So that's why I said, pay attention. Greatness is not for irresponsible people. You are to take the responsibility that as long as I'm in this world, I'm going to shine. Are you still here? So today, my assignment, I finally got to my assignment. Oh, Jesus. My assignment is to tell you who you are and to tell you how you can use what God has given you. If you don't know who you are, you cannot release what you carry. The problem, ladies and gentlemen, many of what we know about ourselves is what our circumstance told us. Wow. So when we are dealing with spiritual intelligence, we are trying to take everybody higher. Not to listen to your condition or your situation, but to listen to what God said about you. Amen. Because if you really want to know about anything, you ask the manufacturer of that thing. Amen. I just bought me a chair. And don't be jealous that I'm blessed. Right? And I ain't hiding my blessing either. I bought a chair just for my home office. It costs $1,500. Eat your heart out. I want my back to be comfortable. You'll be amazed what you can do with that chair. You can roll around. So when I don't want to hear Sister Elizabeth, I just roll around. You can eat your behind. If you're too high, you can cool your... Let me get back in the spirit. So, bless God, the chair came, but it was not assembled. I said, oh, Lord. So I knew I'm not good at stuff like that. So I recruited one of my children, Miss Joy. I said, look, I know you're a woman, but you're going to be a man today. So we're going to put this together. So we did our best, because I got to release some profound revelations. But for some reason, something don't come out right, because basically we don't know what we're doing. Well, guess what I did? I called the manufacturer. That's how simple. The Bible is not really complicated. You know? If you want to know anything about you, you don't consult your circumstance. You don't consult your condition. You don't consult the government of this world. You call the maker of your soul. Amen, somebody. And the maker of your soul says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Am I in the book? Let that soak in. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. If you ever get hold of that revelation, the devil will never attack you with low self-esteem. If you're a woman, you'll get up every morning and say, oh, I am so beautiful. I can't help myself. I don't know about you. I do that every day. I'll go to the mirror, Pastor Shirley. My wife think I'm kind of cuckoo, but you know, I know something. I'll go before the mirror. I say, Negro, you are handsome. You are good looking. Smart, blessed, and highly favored. My wife will say, you fool of yourself. I say, I can't say like I say. I say, you're right about it, but I put another word before right. You'll get that on your way home. Hallelujah. Will you believe the Bible said concerning you and me? I'm not making this up. The Bible said you are his workmanship. He said you are created in Christ Jesus. He said you are not just his workmanship. You are created for good works. Hallelujah. You know what I'm trying to tell you? In terms of spiritual intelligence, what people don't know is a hidden secret. I'm telling you, my brothers, my sister, you carry something that your generation is looking for. And until you manifest it, you have not started living. Until God can be seen through you, you have not begun to exist. Let me show you a few records. Because my time is, ooh, Jesus. Look at the record. There's a brother by the name Abraham. Am I in the book? You know what happened to this brother? Some awesome things was done. The reason why your young people are leaving the church, every church in America is crying out. You know why young people are leaving churches? because what they read about in the Bible 2,000 years ago, they don't see it manifested in your life. That's a fancy word of saying you have become a lying devil. They hear that God is a healer. But every time you get sick, you're freaking out. They hear about miracles and they come to church. They ain't seen nothing except noise. Abraham, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said, let me make sure I show it to you in the Word of God. In Genesis chapter 14, verse 14, the Bible said concerning Abraham, he said he had 318 servants. That's not counting his children. That's not counting his spouse. Just servants. Make sure it's in your Bible. And somebody fool around and kidnap his brother. He took 318 servants to go fight four kings. And he whooped them. Ooh, he whooped them. The Nelsons are in the church. I'm going to be polite today. Imagine one person, one family, just the servants alone. 318. And here you are, you're calling the preacher. You can't even pay a daycare fee for one child. You know what is missing? You don't know who you are. One man was able, just using his servants alone, to defeat four kings, four nations. You know why? Why is he able to do that? Because he recalled that God told him, I will make you a great nation. I will bless anybody that bless you. And I will curse anybody that curse you. What's missing, church? You don't know who you are. Remember Moses? Moses was just an ordinary brother. He encountered God one day. He saw the bush, fire, and the bush is not consumed. That's a human being just like you, trying to show you what you got that you're not using. Spiritual intelligence. God spoke to him, hey, dude, take off your shoe. Angels walk around here. Take off your shoe. You are standing on holy ground. Take off your shoe. You are in the office of Almighty God. Take off your shoe. He took his shoe off. He encountered Almighty God. His life changed. He got hold of this spiritual intelligence. God told him, hey, dude, what's in your hand? You don't need machine gun. You don't need AK-47. What's in your hand? He told one woman, what's in your house? God has never changed his way of operation. He will use exactly what you got to take you to higher level. Homeboy thought all he had is just a little rod in his hand. He said, throw it down. The Bible said the rod turned to a snake. He said, pick it up again. Became a rod again. He said, with this rod in your hand, God would deliver all of Israel. Spiritual intelligence. See, the world will see him and see a piece of stick. But he knows something. He went before the war power of that generation. The biggest government in the world. And he told the president of that nation, God has sent me. The God of the Hebrews have sent me to tell you, let my people go. Pharaoh thought this must be some kind of a joke. Who is this clown? Moses told him, you will not see my face again. I will never come back. And you know the rest of the story. With the rod, even when he's facing the Red Sea, with the rod of God in his hand, are you listening to me? There is something in your hand. If you ever get a revelation of who you are, your life would never be the same again. By the way, the Nelson, you see your relative there standing, that's his way of telling me I need to shut up. That my time is up. See, I'm giving you all these secrets, so you know. So just lend me a few more minutes. Joshua, in the word of God, he was fighting the Amorites. And it was getting late in the day. Joshua said, man, if this thing have to go to the next day, these enemies will regroup. Guess what he said? He said, son, that's right, stand. Don't move. Keep it daytime. Moon, you stay over there. And God listened to the voice of a mere human being. You know what I'm trying to tell you? You got some serious power. Elijah was a man with like passion, the Bible says. He went before the president of his country. He said, as long as I live, for the next 3 years, there'll be no rain. And he left. The king thought, man, this guy must be nuts. Another cuckoo in my house, my palace. Guess what? God heard. Heaven listened. And all of heaven was shut down. No rain. It got so bad, the king said, please go find the Negro. Please find that black man. Wherever you can find him. And it never rained. What is it that these people know that you and I don't know? Spiritual intelligence. The Bible talks about, in the New Testament, the same spiritual intelligence was rolling and functioning. Peter, when they hear he's coming to town, Acts chapter 5, people will take their sick people from different, from Lacamp, from Dry Pond, from all these towns. They will line up the road. Ordinary human being. Here you are, you texting me, hey, pastor, somebody says something on the Facebook. Please don't. I don't want to cuss you out. I don't want to flip out on you. Something is too important to be messing with minor, insignificant stuff. Well, they don't like me. Yes, I'm glad they don't like you. Welcome to the club. You think everybody like me? Get a clue, baby. But if God's going to use you, if you're going to make a difference in your generation, if you're going to let your light shine, you don't have time worrying about mundane stuff. The Bible said Peter, he don't even have to touch any of them. His shadow. I can go on and share with you people in the Word of God who got a revelation of what I'm teaching you, and they shine for the glory of God. Let me ask one quick question before I let you go. How can you and me do the same? I'm glad you asked. The simple answer to that is you can only do it through the Holy Spirit. If you don't hear anything else, I just give you $1 million advice. Folks, you see, just think about it. How can somebody come from a village in Africa, can't even speak English? All I had was $100 check, and the check bounced. And here's me in the greatest nation on earth, blessed beyond measure. Do you think I'm that smart? Don't let nobody fool you. No, the Negro is not that smart. But there is something on the inside. Spiritual intelligence, when you get hold of this, it says, whatever you bind here on earth, God will bind it in heaven. Whatever you lose here on earth, God will lose it in heaven. He said, know that you are the head and not the tail. Know that you are above and not beneath. Know that you are blessing the city. You are blessing the field. You are blessed coming in. You are blessed going out. Until you realize who you are, the devil will be leading you around. Somebody shout, Holy Ghost. That's what I need. That's what you need. That's what we need. That's the enabler. You know what the Bible says? This is how it works. It says, out of you shall flow. Out of you, I'm not talking of them, you, me, out of me shall flow rivers of living water. Let me tell you, the Bible continues to say, when he said that, the Bible said he was talking about the Holy Spirit. You want to know how to be a good parent? The Holy Spirit. You want to know how you can stand out among your peers? The Holy Spirit. You want to know how you can pastor your church? Hey, don't turn me off! The Holy Spirit. You want to see your business blossom? The Holy Spirit. Out of you shall flow rivers, rivers, rivers of living water. You know my message to you today before I let you go? Because I see my wife standing now. Let me go this side. You got to let that river flow. Did you hear what I said? Let that river flow. Don't just be saved and going to heaven. The Baptists have given you the best they know how. Be saved, and then we'll see you in heaven. But while you are here now, you are a powerhouse. You can make a difference. You can make a difference in your house. You can make a difference in your community. Make a difference on your job. Make a difference in your ministry. Make a difference in your business. Make a difference out of your belly shall flow rivers. Let it flow. Let it flow. Did you hear what I said? What did I say? Tell it to your neighbor. Let it flow. Stop hindering yourself. Let it flow. You know that river will flow only when you let him. Did you hear what I said? Because the Bible says you can grieve the Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. You better stop grieving the Holy Spirit. The Bible says you can quench the Holy Spirit. You know why we're walking around with no power? We don't know who we are. We're too busy grieving the Holy Spirit. We're too busy quenching the Holy Spirit. And then the church becomes like a toothless dog. The world is shaking us. I told you on the first day of the year, get ready, there's going to be a shifting. The man of God declared prophetically, this year there's going to be a shake-up. Now you're seeing churches falling. Now you're seeing preachers falling. Now you're seeing mega ministry going down. Now you're seeing big corporations folding up. Now you're seeing people getting shot, running for office. Get ready, get ready. This is the year God's going to shake up everything that can be shaken. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. I said, thank God for the Holy Ghost. He make me walk right. He make me talk right. He make me act right. I can't do it on my own. Oh, thank God for the power. And that same power that raised Jesus. The same power, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible says dwell inside of you. Everybody stand to your feet. Maybe you're here this morning. You say, Pastor, I need prayer. It don't matter what area of your life. I know what it is for the devil